are insulted for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of God rests upon you. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whomever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you, wishing to construct a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlooker should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build, but did not have the resources to finish." Or what king, marching into battle, would not first sit down and decide whether with 10,000 troops, he can successfully oppose another king, advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, every one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. The Gospel of the Lord.
Are you ready? Are you ready to love? Are you ready to love by carrying the cross? Today's readings, both from Paul to the Romans and from the Gospel of Luke, teach us the radical way to love. That it means the cross. The greatest example of love in all of human history is the cross. That every example of love, every act of love, is a reflection of the cross, a sacrifice. In our first reading, Paul is telling us to owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. That the debt we have is to love one another. And that debt always remains and is never paid in full. That we constantly are called to love. And that everyone we encounter in the world, everyone before us, is entitled to our charity, to our love, that we are called to love as Christ loves, the cross. And Paul, of course, lists some of the Ten Commandments, that the love fulfills all the law, and then lists, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, and so on. These how to love neighbor commandments. And sums it up that love is the fulfillment of the law. That both the old covenant and the new covenant are fulfilled in love. Which brings us to our gospel. Where Christ is telling the crowds, those following him on his journey to Jerusalem, to die. If anyone comes to me without hating his father, mother, wife, and children, brother and sister, or even his own life, cannot be my disciple. This idea of hating one's relatives is actually a Jewish idiom that uses hyperbole to indicate one's preference. So going back to Genesis chapter 29, there's a verse 31. Leah was hated. What this means is that Jacob loved Rachel more than Leah. It's a preference thing. So that this idea of hating family means that we love them less than we love God. That we are called to love God above all else. That we have to love God first. It's only in loving God and receiving God's love and grace that we're able to love others, to act in charity to others. And so we are called to do this. And then we have these two parables, one about constructing a tower and one about a king going into battle. And how that they both have to prepare. They have to deliberate about if they're prepared for this. They don't know. The man who is building this tower doesn't know every complication he's going to run into. The king going into battle doesn't know every movement of the enemy, but he deliberates. Do I have enough with what I know to do this? And so this is what we're called to do every day, to deliberate. Am I doing enough? Am I using the gifts that God has given me to love as Christ loves, to love with the cross, to sacrifice? And so in this week, when the USCCB called us to pray for vocations, particularly to the consecrated life, to the diaconate and priesthood, it's my challenge for each one of you. Are you picking up the cross the Lord wants? Sometimes we want to pick up the cross we want. Well, that cross would be a little easier. But I encourage you to pray. To say, what cross are you calling me to pick up? What gifts have you given me to carry this cross? And to say yes to the Lord in that. To love the way Christ wants you to love. To love the way God the Father wants you to love. So this week, pray for vocations. Pray that you are carrying the cross that the Lord wants. And if you're struggling to know where is my vocation, what is the Lord calling me to, just remember your primary vocation is holiness. And so today, work on holiness. Work on a virtue. And keep working on virtues, praying that the Lord will reveal his cross to you. Are you ready? Are you ready to love? Are you ready to love by carrying your cross?